This is the recording of the first chapter of Part 3, Literary Trends. Name of the chapter, Realism. In art and literature, a faithful representation of life, true reports of people and things as they really appear to be, without idealizing, is called realism. This movement develops in the later half of the 19th century, reacting against the excesses of romanticism. Realism is perceived by normal human consciousness, undermining the philosophical implications of romantic literature. It is not concerned with presenting supranormal or the transcendental, except the normal, the pragmatic, and the everyday. A realistic gives emphasis on ordinary people, settings, events, and his own environment, and the movements social, political, economic, etc. of his times. Thus, fundamentally, realism is an honest portrayal of ordinary life closest to the experience of life. The realist neither exaggerates nor minimizes the importance of subject matters, but plays a role of neutral umpire. But according to modern criticism, realism is not a direct or simple reproduction of reality, but a system that produces life like illusion of some real world as it seems to the common reader. However, a realist deliberately excludes his own feelings, normative judgments, philosophical interpretations, and recommendation for actions. He pays no heed to the traditional form and content. He depicts a commonplace aspect of a common man instead of the noble and heroic deeds of romance. He thinks of his art as a mirror reflecting life accurately by a welter of details, houses, furniture, clothing, manners, social habits, train station, shops, seasonal changes, speech patterns, domestic problems, etc. The realist extends the scope of subject matters and includes even those which are tabooed by religion and morality. To make the truth more authentic, the realist selects a special literary manner. He adopts an objective attitude and chooses the narrative perspective capable of presenting the best window on the truth. Enhancing the illusion of reality, he often narrates in the third person by removing the authorial presence and comments. The artist contrives to de-emphasize plot as he focuses his attention more on characters than technique. Thus, right from beginning, realism has been understood and misrepresented. It bears a ruthless criticism on the ground that it lacks aesthetic sense and fails to raise the human heart to the sublimity of tragedy. Realism is generally used for a propaganda purpose. Diction and sentence structure tend towards a plain style. Realism has been present in literature all the time. Much of the world's literature can be accounted realistic. Chaucer's Prologue, Alexander Pope's Rape of the Lock, and Defoe's picture cue novels, The Adventure of Robinson Crusoe and Moll Flanders, Flanders, are often cited as early examples of realism. But as a conscious dominant literary movement, realism is first applied to the 19th century novel, rejecting classicism, romanticism, and the doctrine of art for art's sake. The French are responsible for this movement. It began sometime in 1830 and gathered momentum by 1850s. One of the early instances of the use of the term can be found with the publication of Champ Fleury's Champfleury's De Realism, Realisme, in 1857. The early outstanding works of realism in 19th century fiction include Honor, the Balzac's Illusion Perdues, Perdues, Gustave Flaubert's Madame Bovary, Zola and the Maupassant, Maupassant, have also been taken as examples of realism, but it is perhaps more correct to regard them as supreme analysis of school of naturalism. Outside France, the effect of realism are to be seen in the works of Tolstoy, Gogol, and Maxim Gorky in Russia. George Eliot's Middlemarch in England and William Dean Howells' The Rise of Silas Lapham. Socialist realism suggests the committed propaganda of writers inclined to a particular political regime, such as the Marxist. Psychological realism deals with the inner workings of the mind and the analysis of thought and feeling, applying Freud's psychoanalysis. Realism also establishes as an important tradition in the theater in the 19th and the 20th centuries. Playwrights who favor realism, Ibsen is key figure, reject its mechanical artifices and exaggerated theatricalism. Henrik Ibsen's influence is very great, especially on George Bernard Shaw, Strindberg, Strindberg, and on others. This chapter is now over. Thank you.